BJ and Jamie.
I think earlier this morning you gave out some bad information. I really do, Jamie.
Well,
White.
I've been known to do that, BJ Harris.
I'm just saying, we're getting a couple of texts now where people have gotten up this morning.
Yeah.
They wanted to participate in Green Monday, maybe
which
go
I've never
online.
Even heard of.
I've never heard of it either, but it's been around since 2007, so we hear today.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have gotten on this MacBook Pro deal that you talked about earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the deal that you think it is.
Well, it was listed on Apple Insider.
Yeah.
The Apple Insider. It said, today only, you get $1,300 off a MacBook. And I'm like, dang, that's a great deal. And then in states, New York, New Jersey, there's no sales tax.
Yeah.
In other states, I don't know what it is.
Right.
But it's a 2017 MacBook Pro.
Okay. And we've had several people that have texted this morning saying, hey, I went and bought the MacBook. I didn't find the same deal, yeah. blah, 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 blah. And then you told me about the one that you bought a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I think you got bamboozled.
I feel like I got bamboozled my own self there.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Okay, so my I don't, you know, if I haven't been bamboozled, I don't want to call him a bamboozlee.
Okay, let's just lay out what happened, the numbers, and let Texnado, take it and be the judge and jury here.
So my son wanted a MacBook Pro, I think it was. This was a couple of years ago.
It's a laptop, right?
Correct.
Not a desktop.
No.
Keep that in mind because it's important.
Right. So he wanted a MacBook Pro. I forgot why, but I don't know, for editing and whatever.
Now, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was 10.
So this is a 20. Well, I was going to go with the fact that it's a 2016 model, but you're right. Why does he need a MacBook Pro if you're 10 years old?
He was going to edit videos.
Well, let's not judge. Okay. Let's just move forward with a 10-year-old having a MacBook Pro. La-di-da.
I don't know. Okay, so he's an only child. He might be spoiled. I don't know these things. So I said it was way too much. It was way too expensive. And so then his dad said, hey, I heard that you told our son that the MacBook Pro is too expensive. I'm like, it is. He's 10. He said, let's split it. And so I said, okay, cool. I'll do that with you. That sounds perfect. We'll split it.
Right.
It'll be his gift from both of us. Right. And so then I sent him $1,500. And BJ said that was the whole price.
Yeah. Boy, did he get you. Now, here's the deal. Okay. Baby daddy says, let's split the big MacBook Pro because it's expensive. It's a very expensive machine.
And he got to open it at his dad's house, by the way.
I'll go get the machine. You send me the half, $1,500.
Yeah.
I'll go get the machine. He can bring it to my house, open it there.
Right.
And I'm like, Jamie, hang on a second.
I didn't know.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
And that's where you got the figure this morning. Like, no, they're $3,000.
Well, because
and
I
I'm
paid
like,
half.
No, they're not. They're not $3,000. MacBook Pros run around $1,600 to maybe
$1,700. Not in my world, they don't.
It's according
$3,000. I paid for half.
It's according to how much you know with them gigs and all the RAM and everything that you get. But you got bamboozled.
Okay.
Because that machine's no more than
$1,600. I didn't know. He said half was $1,500. I was like, okay.
For the past 2 years.
Seems a little pricey for 10-year-old, but whatever.
For the past 2 years, Jamie's been thinking that baby daddy ponied up $1,500. He didn't even pay the taxes on it.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you, Jamie.
Are you sure there's not any kind of Mac Pro out there that's $3,000? Because I don't want to. I don't want to point fingers if I'm wrong. This was two years ago when they first came out.
I think you got bamboozled. You need to look into this stuff. You just can't take, especially an ex, you can't take their word for granted that they're telling you the truth.
But
especially
it was for when it comes our baby. It was for our baby.
Especially when it comes to cash. Oh boy!
It was our baby. Oh boy, so why would he rip me off about our baby? No, I'm sure he wouldn't lie about that.
I don't know. Did you ever see a receipt?
No.
Okay, well, there we go.
There we go.
Why wouldn't you demand a receipt?
Well, because I trusted him. It was our baby. It was for the baby.
So, Dylan, what have you found? I mean, you're a little bit of a nerd. You are. I mean, I think that's a compliment
actually.
You know, you're somewhat of a nerd, right?
Yeah, totally. Right.
It looks like everything he's looking at is $1,200 to $1,300.
BJ was right.
He can't even get it up to $3,000.
He got hoodwinked.
I did.
Big time.
Even with the best processor, he can't get the damn price up to $3,000.
No way. There's no way. I've looked into it. I've bought three. three in my lifetime. Yeah, it's three fine. Pros, and I've never paid.
Okay, I heard.
I'm just saying.
It's fine. I don't
the holidays.
Hey, listen, 2 years. Listen, what?
The reason I say all this, you told me the story.
Yeah.
The holiday season is here.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get swindled again. Because, you know, I mean, he's going to call you up and say, hey, let's get little Ralphie this go-kart. I see it out there. The go-kart's, you know, $2,500, but I'll split it with you. You send me $1,200, and the next thing you know, the go-kart costs $600. You know, not only did he not pay a dime, he made a profit to buy his new wife something.
This makes me sad. To buy his new wife something.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.